USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
European leaders have introduced a series of measures in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Among them, closing the skies over the 27-nation bloc through Russian aircraft. The EU will also ban some Russian media outlets and will finance the purchase and delivery of weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. The EU's policy chief says their actions is in response to the Ukrainian foreign minister, who urged officials to do more. The most important environmental case in more than a decade comes before the Supreme Court on Monday. It centers on the EPA's ability to regulate power plant emissions. The Biden administration wants to cut greenhouse emissions in half by the end of the decade. Legal observers say a decision can go beyond the environment. It would affect the federal government's ability to regulate health care, workplace safety, and more. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Another Starbucks is now a union shop.
Employees at a Starbucks in suburban Phoenix voted to form a union, becoming the first store outside of New York to organize. Several workers from a Mesa Starbucks store cheered and hugged at a local union hall after the results came in. Workers were overwhelmingly in favor of unionizing, voting 25-3. Starbucks spokesman Reggie Borges said, "The company will respect the process and bargain in good faith. We hope the union does the same." From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
One man is dead and 13 others were wounded during a party early Saturday morning at a Las Vegas hookah bar. Police say two people got into an argument and exchanged gunfire. Captain Dory Corrin is with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police.
Officers did an exceptional job immediately securing the scene and rendering aid, to include applying tourniquets and providing CPR.
No suspects' descriptions were readily available. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Major automaker has announced a recall.
Ford has recalled about 250,000 pickup trucks over loose underbody insulators that were responsible for at least 40 broken drive shafts over 4 years and 330,000 Mustangs over faulty backup cameras. The recall affects F-20s made between October 2015 and December 2021 and F-350s made between 2017 and 2022. Dealers were informed of the recall last week. Owners will be notified by April 8th. The recall was announced by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and includes two associated problems. Cameras installed between May 2014 and February 2015 with improper soldering and a wiring harness used from February 2014 to October 2017 could be damaged by opening and closing the trunk. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
These onions don't make you cry. Federal authorities seized nearly $3 million worth of methamphetamines hidden among a shipment of onions. It was found during a truck inspection at a facility in San Diego. A K-9 unit found nearly 1,200 small packages of meth inside. The 46-year-old driver, a Mexican national who was not named, was arrested for the attempted smuggling. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.